Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, 2022 is coming to a close. So many articles that I wasn't able to cover, so little time. However, to close this year out, I'm going to be doing the most brutal HMTs that I wasn't able to cover. So Neo, that particular one that you wanted me to cover, I got you. Oh, gentlemen, 2023, I can't wait. Now, this article was published on the 27th of December. Man arrested after he allegedly terminated his estranged wife. Oh, the motivation behind this man putting on the mask. A man who allegedly fatally shot his estranged wife at her house in Georgetown early Tuesday morning has been arrested near Houston, police said. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Ricardo Quinones, 38, was taken into custody on Tuesday without incident in Columbus, about 73 miles west of Houston, according to a Georgetown police news release. Officials identified his estranged wife as 31-year-old Lindsay Quinones. Ricardo deleted her while police were trying to negotiate with him, the news release said. Georgetown police were alerted at 2:52 a.m. Tuesday when the couple's 13-year-old daughter called 911 to say that Ricardo had gotten into the home, displayed a weapon, and was holding her and her mother hostage, the release said. The daughter was able to escape the home through a window. While police were attempting to speak with Ricardo, they heard two gunshots, the release said. It said police then entered the home and found the body of Lindsay. An officer outside the house shot towards Ricardo as he was leaving the home, but police don't know whether or not Quinones was injured, the release said. Police declined to release any further information. Lindsay Quinones had filed for divorce from Ricardo on December 15th, according to Williamson County court records. Ricardo had no previous criminal records in Williamson County, according to courthouse records. Well, well, well. Motivation seems extremely crystal clear. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in her home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. The problem Solving Pistola. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological Impact. I'm gonna give this one a 15 because it was a hostage situation and the daughter was involved. And for the brutality factor, Double Tap, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give him a 5 on that one. So, Ricardo, quick draw. King Jonas gets a score of 35. Well, well, well. The motivation, crystal clear. Divorce. She filed for divorce during one of the worst times of the year, the holiday season. Yeah. No. No, 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 no. However, she had no problems arming herself with the gun of the state to use against him. So guess what? He decided to arm himself. Yeah. I made a video a long, long, long time ago on one of my deleted channels called Divorce is Literally a Declaration of War. So yeah, by way of the state, she declared war on him. However, she didn't think that he was going to declare war on her. And yeah, she lost. Oh well, it is what it is. Trust and believe, gents, more and more husbands who are facing that choice might end up putting on the mask. Because believe you me, when a man goes into family court, when a man gets divorced, jail is always hanging over his head. Why, you ask? The moment he can't pay child support or alimony. Yep, that man will be hunted to the ends of the earth. Believe you me. I mean, hell, let's go back in time to a man, I believe it was from the UK or maybe Canada, who fled to the Philippines, to the jungle of the Philippines. And he had to live there in constant fear. And he actually armed himself with a shotgun. And of course, the mother used the children to put them on the news to say he was a deadbeat. Yeah, yeah. You think married men don't think of things like this when they think about going into divorce court? You'd be wrong. You'd be definitely wrong. But yeah, all in all, believe you me, a lot of married men, once they faced the divorce court, some of them, unfortunately, decided to delete themselves. Me personally, I could never do that. I love myself too much to ever think about deleting myself. And besides, I've always said this. If a person ever pushed me to the point where I wanted to delete myself, excuse me, I'm going to delete them first and see how I feel afterwards. But that's just me. But yeah, all in all, I think more and more husbands who are going to face this might take matters into their own hands. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, wherever there's a corrupt family court, understand this and understand it well. The power will go out. Feminism and the ultra corrupt family court will go out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, there's going to be more men, more married men, excuse me, who once they're faced with this court, they will, excuse me, take matters into their own hands. Because guess what? You declared war on him, he's going to declare war on you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.